With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program celebrating the riches of the sacred choral and organ repertoire. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of great listening. Thanks for joining me. The first Sunday in October is traditionally observed in many churches as World Communion Sunday, and it gives us the opportunity on today's edition of With Heart and Voice to feature sacred choral and organ music fostering peace and unity within the church and the sacrament of Holy Communion. We'll listen to wonderful music by Bach, Brahms, Pärt, Kabina, and others. To start things off, we'll listen to the third of a trio of chorale preludes from J.S. Bach's so-called Leipzig chorales, based on the hymn All Glory Be to God on High. These chorales are seen by some to represent the Trinity, with the first referring to the Father, the second to the Son, and the one real here representing the Holy Spirit. Art Bergwerf plays the Richards Fowkes & Company instrument at Christ Church, New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Thank you.
Allein Gott in der Höhe, BWV 664 by J.S. Bach. Art Bergwerf played the organ of Christ Church Episcopal in New Brunswick, New Jersey, built by Richards Fowkes & Company. Next, the Ensemble Cathedra, based at the Washington National Cathedral, will sing the Eucharistic motet Adorate Devote by Stephen Caracciolo. Michael McCarthy directs. Music of Stephen Caracciolo, Adorate Devote, was sung by Cathedra, led by Michael McCarthy. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. American composer Alf Hookham taught composition at Cornell College in Iowa for many years. In 1984, he wrote a simple but poignant setting of an old Gaelic rune he came across while reading a book on old Scandinavian runes. He says this particular Gaelic rune simply grabbed me, and the music just unfolded, purposefully simple. Set for choir with guitar accompaniment, the Rune of Hospitality is performed here by the University of Texas at Arlington a cappella choir, led by Karen Keniston French. Chris Menger plays guitar.
I saw a stranger.
The Rune of Hospitality by Alf Holcomb was sung by the a cappella choir of the University of Texas at Arlington. Karen Keniston French conducted. An original hymn text and tune were composed by Andrew Carter as part of a larger work for the dedication of a Methodist church in Northridge, California. Thou Art the Vine is sung by the Royal School of Church Music Millennium Youth Choir, directed by Gordon Stewart. Mark Williams accompanies.
Thank you.
Thou Art the Vine, an original hymn by Andrew Carter, was sung by the Royal School of Church Music Millennium Youth Choir. Gordon Stewart directed. Johann Kruger's chorale tune Schmücke dich, O liebe Seele, Soul, Adorn Yourself with Gladness, is one of the most enduring of communion hymns since the mid-17th century. Johannes Brahms, in one of his last works, set this lovely tune simply and elegantly for organ keyboard only. Scott Hanoyan plays the organ of the Washington National Cathedral. Scott Hanoyan played the chorale prelude on Schmücke dich, O liebe Seele by Johannes Brahms. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Arvo Pärt's setting of the Beatitudes is an ideal piece and text for World Communion Sunday. The music moves serenely and deliberately through changing harmonies, building to a climactic organ coda which ranges from full organ to a closing whisper. The choir of St. John's College, Cambridge is led by David Hill. David Hill led the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge in The Beatitudes by Arvo Pärt. We continue our observance of World Communion Sunday with music of love and unity with a composition by Will Todd. The text of Exalt Us in Your Love also incorporates the Royal Hospital School Prayer, as the piece was commissioned by the Royal Hospital School. Nigel Short leads Tenebrae in this performance, accompanied by James Sherlock on the organ of St. Augustine's Kilburn in London. Exalt Us in Your Love by Will Todd was performed by Tenebrae. Nigel Short conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The blending of the plain chant setting of The Father's Love Begotten with the South African freedom song Tula Sizwe makes for a powerful musical statement of cultural diversity in our next selection, Hope for Resolution. It was conceived and arranged by Paul Caldwell and Sean Ivory and includes multiple choirs, percussion, and saxophone. The St. Olaf Choir is conducted by Anton Armstrong in this infectious piece.
Thank you.
Anton Armstrong led the St. Olaf Choir in the joyous celebration of religious and musical diversity, Hope for Resolution by Paul Caldwell and Sean Ivory. The observance of World Communion Sunday almost always coincides with the feast of St. Francis of Assisi, a fortuitous convergence. The prayer attributed to St. Francis is just as appropriate for this observance as are the Beatitudes. We'll listen to a striking setting of St. Francis's prayer, composed by Barry Cabana. Born in Australia in 1933, Cabana has spent almost his entire career in Canada, first as director of music at St. Andrew's Church in London, Ontario, and subsequently on the faculties of the University of Western Ontario and at the Wilfrid Laurier University in Waterloo, Ontario. His Prayer of St. Francis was composed in 1970, originally for mixed voices. Several years ago, at the request of conductor Yerzi Sichoki, he arranged it for male voices for the Victoria Scholars, who sing it here.
Joy.
Prayer of St. Francis by Barry Cabana was sung by the Victoria Scholars. Jerzy Sichocki conducted. John Rutter's setting of a prayer from the 1928 Book of Common Prayer is next. Go forth into the world in peace is sung by the Cambridge Singers, accompanied by the City of London Symphony.
Into the world in peace, say, O God.
John Scott played the final movement, Allegro assai vivace, from Felix Mendelssohn's first sonata for organ. He performed at St. Paul's Cathedral, London. Earlier, the Cambridge Singers sang John Rutter's original composition, Go Forth into the World in Peace, accompanied by the City of London Sinfonia. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to celebrate World Communion Sunday. I hope you enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio of this and past broadcasts on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter by following at @WHeartAndVoice. Email is always welcome as well. You can write to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.